Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Homo Sapiens. A little note before we begin, just to say that this episode was recorded just a couple of days before the tragic events at Club Q in Colorado. And I just wanted to say that we at Homo Sapiens are sending all of our love to everybody affected, to the families of those who were brutally murdered, to everyone who is feeling it in their hearts, because I know we all are now. And if you are able to, I've put a link in the show notes for where we can donate to the families of the victims, if you are able to, of course. Sending you all a ton of love, and here's today's episode. Got a very special episode for you today. We're talking about football. Do not adjust your sets. Sometimes we talk about football on this podcast because we've got a very special guest. Today, I am joined by a man who's been taking the sporting world by storm, Zander Murray, who is Scotland's first openly gay senior footballer. Is that correct, Zander?
You said it perfectly, Chris. You said it absolutely perfectly.
Brilliant. Welcome to Homo Sapiens.
Oh, thank you so much. It's truly an honour.
What you don't know, listeners, is Zander and I know each other very well now because we've just spent the last half an hour trying to get the sound to work because podcasting, that's, you know, there's always technical issues. And Zander's been round to his bloody neighbour's house to borrow some headphones, right?
yes, the joys of good old Glaswegian neighbours.
So talk to me about your neighbours. How long have you lived where you are?
So I stay in basically Glasgow's version of Shoreditch.
Okay.
Very cool, very hip, very funky.
What's it called?
Shawlands. I actually voted recently top 20 places to live in the world.
Shut up, okay.
Yeah. And yeah, we all have dogs and we're all very sociable and just really lovely and just help each other out. So yeah, it was perfect. They answered the door at the perfect time.
That's so nice. Yeah. And is there a good gay scene where you are? Because I've heard lots of good things about the Glaswegian gay scene.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've heard about the Polo Lounge. That's a famous haunt. But yeah, now since COVID, you've got really a good eclectic mix for all interests. You've got Bonjour, Polo Lounge, Delmonico's, AXM. Yeah, we're spoiled for choice now, which is great.
And I bet you get mauled out there nowadays. Hey, so we'll come to that. listeners, have you, first things first, housekeeping. Have you caught up with last week's episode with Dr. Ronks? I love Ronks. Ronks is also doing a fundraiser to raise money for young kids to go and see Black Panther. So head to Ronks' Instagram profile. I can't remember what it is, but search for Ronks and you can donate. Homo Sapiens has donated, which is great. Keep emailing us, hello@homosapienspodcast.com or on Instagram @homosapiens and tell us what you thought of this episode or any other episode. Anonymous Agony Uncles, send us them. They will remain anonymous. And you can get in touch with us. If you leave a review on Apple Podcasts, you could win a brand new Homo Sapiens t-shirt. They're very cool. Zander's going, wow, you see? It's because he wants one. That's all the housekeeping complete. Back to Zander in the gay club. Have you been out since you came out? Like, because I know you're out among your friends anyway, right? But you've come out publicly. You didn't do a, you know, you didn't go on Lorraine to come out to your friends, but to come out in a football sense, you did.
Yes. I like that. I like that sense. Have you been out since you've came out? Yes, a little bit. I have been out a little bit, and of course, it's different. Chris, I'm not going to lie. Mm-hmm. I've seen a couple of drag shows and, yep, socialising with friends. And it's nice just to feel, you know, the warmth of a community for so many years. I've sort of just dipped my toes in it, for no better term, and, you know, not really fully immersed myself because, again, I was living in the shadows. So now, yeah, it's nice to be out in a community that, you know, I am my true authentic self now. I mean, everyone knows, but yeah, then there's reasons why I did that publicly, which of course we'll get to, no doubt.
Well, I mean, great place to start. You did it because, well, tell me for why.
Yeah, of course.
I'll let you answer the question.
Yeah, I'm not going to bore you too much with football.
Hey, we've got a lot of people who like football who listen to this podcast. Okay. So you do your worst.
Well, yes. Okay, so it was a drip feed process coming out for me. I came out April 2021 to my close Judy's and family, and then just slowly but surely got to a point till September, 2 months ago, that it was only the football community that never knew. And there was I was on holiday. I was at my first Pride event. You'll be proud of me.
Very proud.
In Spain, and it was awesome. I was in my element. It was great seeing the parade, and my friend took a camera phone and said, Xander, took a picture, lovely picture. And she was like, oh, I'm going to put it on my Instagram. And she's like, oh, I forgot. I can't put it on because obviously I play football, and she knew that I was hiding that.
Yeah.
So got home from the day of the parade, sat on my, in Scotland we call it a veranda, balcony.
Okay.
Sat on my balcony and I thought to myself, what on earth am I doing? Why am I living in fear? When really I could actually help this community. You know, there's not many out there footballers, unbelievable trailblazers, Josh Cavallo and Jake Daniels, and in Scotland there was no one. And I thought, do you know what? I could definitely help to empower younger generations, current players, break the stigma, and then hopefully, why I'm on here today is just to, yeah, get on platforms to share my message, you know, to get out there and wide to really help other players who maybe are struggling with their sexuality. So I'll be honest, yeah. Chris, I never anticipated that to go so crazy and the reach that it's got to already. But yeah, it's incredible, and I'm really just riding that wave, and I'm taking it head on as much as I possibly can. Out with playing football, I just want to help and support as much as I can, because I've lived in the shadows for too long.
Well, it's fantastic what you've done, and I was sort of, not that this is the point of you coming out at all, but I was slightly chuckling to myself as we couldn't get the sound to work, and I was like, poor Xander, he just wanted to come out as a gay footballer, and now his life is fucking dealing with tech on podcasts, and he just wants to kick a ball around. That's all he wants. You must be like, fucking hell, I wish I'd stayed in the closet. I wouldn't have to be doing this. But, you know, it's fantastic you've done it, because there's many facets, aren't there? There's people who are in the closet who are professional footballers.
Yeah.
There are people who won't play football, you know, or up till now have ignored football because they couldn't be gay and be a footballer, you know, and they're two very different things, but both of them are fantastic. They are opening up and breaking apart. Would you mind just telling me and the listeners a little bit about the history of footballers being openly gay? Because obviously you touched on it's Josh Cavallo, isn't it, and Jake Daniels, but also Justin Fashanu,
of course.
Was he a Scottish player?
No, but he played in Scotland. He played in the team that I've actually played for in the past.
Right,
yeah, and I actually seen the documentary. It was his niece Amal Fashanu, who I've actually spoken to afterwards. There was a documentary about gay footballers years ago, and he was at the forefront of it, of course. But yeah, obviously from that, it's been, I don't know why, but obviously there's been a bit of a stigma since then, and obviously it's an absolute tragedy what happened to Justin. And the history is, yeah, he was the first and open and out gay footballer, and you've seen the media, the media craze that happened when he came out, and has it had a maybe ripple effect to now only the last couple of years that people have found that within themselves to now come out? Probably had a ripple effect, but obviously from then to now, you can see the positive effect. Now, a couple of years ago, it was Robbie Rogers, Anton Heisen, Thomas Beattie. There's a full list of us now, which is incredible. And if I had that grown up, maybe, you know, my path in football would have been a bit different.
How would it have been different, do you think?
Because I never really had any role models like we have in today's football, you know, like Josh Cavallo's and Jake Daniels doing it at such a young age. I didn't really have anyone. We only knew about Justin Fashanu, and God, as I mentioned, it's such a tragedy what happened. But with that, we didn't have anyone else in the media, and also the way we see media back then was completely different to the world of social media. So it wasn't easily accessible. So I struggled for a long, long period. And just quickly, today I've been in my first school, and I was blown away, Chris, by just how educated the young people are now, and you know, and just so up to date and respectful they are of LGBTQ plus people. And it was just so heartwarming. And I was just like, and I had conversations with them. I was like, when I was in school, do you think we would be as educated as this? And they were like, no, probably not. And just fast forward. And it was really interesting, and it was really heartwarming to see, and the love and support that I got in that school. But yeah, through the years, men's football, there has been a stigma, there's been fear, and certainly women's football has helped that a lot.
Yeah.
But it's not news. It's not news. People can just be their true organic self from the get-go, and I hope we get to a point that we can be similar.
It's so weird that, yeah, because women's football, you know, I can't remember who it was from the team, but it was, you know, one of the big ones, was saying how, you know, it's never been a thing on the radio. She was saying it's never been a thing that people are in same-sex relationships in women's football. No one even has to actually come out, as far as I understand it.
No.
What is the difference between the perception within women's football and men's football as you see it?
Great question. I think it's society's shrewd or obscure vision on what masculinity and what femininity is. I can tell you firsthand that from being in men's dressing rooms, they cannot comprehend that you have a gay man who's quite masculine, who's stronger than you, who's faster than you and fitter than you. They just assume that a gay man is effeminate, and they, you know, like Drag Race and whatnot. By the way, I love Drag Race. But they just can't comprehend that you can get a masculine gay man and that's, you know, not as effeminate. But I think, you know, in today's society, it's certainly changing, and I'm no messiah, I know that. I have took so much inspiration from the people before me, and not just in football. Tom Daley's been great for me, Gareth Thomas in rugby. There's been so many people that have, and listen, as we'll tell the listeners, Chris, the reason why I'm on here, and I directly messaged you because your show, honestly, and I'm not just saying this, was vital for me when I was struggling to accept myself.
That's amazing.
Do you know what it was? Just generally, there's many ones that I really enjoyed, as I mentioned you, Dr. Raj, ones with Alan, Stephen Fry, but do you know just the candid conversations of gay men talking about the lives, and you know, you've got a child and they get married, and just relationship stories. And a year ago, for me, I just thought I could never get to that place. And just hearing that definitely broke some barriers for me. Because I was looking at my journal last night before coming on here, and the amount of times I've mentioned how important your podcast was for me. And I'll be honest, the reason why I've found it so challenging, because no one gives us a gay rule book and coming out, you know. I thought, you know, I came out April 2021. That's great. But also, running a line with that is accepting yourself and actually being comfortable walking around the streets or sitting at a cafe with your gay friend, and they're talking about queer culture, and they would be open and speaking about it, and I would just be wondering, oh God, who's here or who's watching me right now? And when I had boyfriends in the past, and I just struggle walking about the street, I'd struggle to hold their hands, and really, the one reason was because of football. But now, fast forward to now, that's all of that's completely gone, which is incredible, but it definitely took a lot of time.
Yeah, it's just amazing to hear that, because I've heard you say you feel like Xander 2.0 since coming out, and it's really wonderful to hear, and also wonderful to hear you say in some of your interviews that the reaction has been incredible, right? It's been very positive.
Yeah, honestly blown away by, obviously I created the Instagram and Twitter given what happened, and the direct messages from all ages, people from all ages, but the ones obviously that get me are the really young ones that have said, Xander, you've just inspired me to begin the journey, or I've just told my teammates that I'm gay. Honestly,
amazing.
It's unbelievable to hear that. And there's three key values that I want to do. I want to empower the youth, I want to help current players, and I want to get on platforms to share that message. That's the three. And there's roots and I'm aligned with that, of course. But that's the three, yeah.
May I add a fourth to that, which is going on Lorraine?
Yeah.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I mean, gay icon Lorraine, how was it going on Lorraine?
Oh, I had my whole family crying because we were, we were born in the same hospital, Rotten Row Hospital.
No way.
Yes. So she was actually born East Kilbride, which is a place in Glasgow. That's all my family are born from there. So, I had my aunties and my mum's crying when I was on.
That's amazing.
She was just so lovely with me. See before it, and just having a nice chat and settling me, and just so genuine and just a lovely woman. It was incredible to have that chat with someone of just a true icon.
What's her big link to Drag Race?
She's been on the Drag Race.
Right.
She's a big supporter of Drag Race. She's been on UK Drag Race on the panel.
I see.
But also, like yourself, when I mentioned about these candid conversations with the guests you had on Drag Race in the workroom, as they call it, when they're getting ready, and they're talking about all the stories that they've had to endure, bullying and all the homophobic abuse, and that really helped me to put things into place and thinking really what I'm going through, i.e. struggling with my sexuality because I'm a footballer, isn't that bad, I've really had a lot of negative comments or you get them here and there, but I've not had a lot. And
what, be careful of saying enough.
seeing these stories in the workroom and the stuff they've had to come through really helped me and inspired me as well to share my story.
Well, it's that thing as well, as that, none of it, it's not, who was it who said this on the podcast? I can't remember who it was. Said it's not the Trauma Olympics or something. None of it is right. Whether it's terrible or that sort of weird, insidious stuff. I think both exist and continue to exist. But I just wanted to ask you about, what do you think needs to happen in order for more people to come out in football in general?
What has to stop happening, Chris, is the witch hunt on the front headlines of papers with a blank canvas. Oh, Premier League player is thinking about coming out as gay, or Premier League footballer has openly told his teammates and his club that he's gay, and that has to stop right now, this witch hunt.
So that's happening, is that happening in papers now? Sorry for not knowing that.
Yeah, it happened a couple of days ago, and it's happened for years. And right. I can tell you directly, that is horrific and horrendous, and that for years just put me further in the closet, and I have no doubt it's going to put these people further in the closet. That is horrendous and has to stop. If they wanted to go public, they would. Like, you're clearly, these media outlets are hearing these from God knows where, but the person doesn't want to go public, so leave them alone. And that message, yes. I'm just thinking for the younger generation, them hearing or them seeing that, it just creates fear. Has to stop. Yeah, to further enhance our community and let people be their true organic self. There's no rule, but you don't need to do what I did or Jake Daniels or Josh Cavallo. You can just begin the process to accept yourself and start drip feeding it to your friends, your family. But also, like, what I've not shared is you also need to do a lot of work internally on yourself. And I'll answer that separately, but to hit your question directly, what we need to do as a society is firstly, stop that witch hunt. We're doing a lot in the UK in regards to, I'm a Stonewall Diversity Champion, which I'm absolutely thrilled about. They're currently doing a Proud Stadium campaign. They're trying to fill an 80,000 seat stadium, which is the equivalent of the World Cup final in Qatar. They're trying to get 80,000 signatures. We've reached nearly 30,000 already. And that's standing in solidarity with LGBTQ+ Qataris. And showing our support, because of course, I don't know if I know you're not well versed in the footy and the football, Chris, but of
now,
course,
which one's that? Is that the one where you throw it or you take it?
but you would have heard the comments, of course, from the World Cup ambassadors.
Oh, listen, yes,
yeah. So
I did do a bit of research before this, Sander. Don't you worry, I'm all across it. You know, Alan Shearer, the whole thing. So, a few questions have sprung up from what you've just said there, because tell me a bit, we can come up to the Qatari stuff because we've been talking to the listeners about it and all of that as well. But firstly, I haven't heard anything about growing up, what it was like, what your family were like.
Grew up in East End of Glasgow, which sometimes gets called Stab End of Glasgow.
Lovely.
Rough and ready. Have you ever heard of a Glasgow kiss?
Mm-hmm.
Glaswegian people are exactly what they say in the tin, you know, where the heart in the sleeves, tell you how it is. And I've certainly took that into my adult life. Grew up in East End of Glasgow, football. There was no other option if you were a boy. And I just found football. That was just my thing that I just was amazing for me.
Great.
It wasn't until the hormonal changes in one's body, Chris, that challenges start to occur. in regards to, you remember the I need to watch my words here, the softcore magazines, Nuts and Zoo. Do you remember these?
Yeah, yes. Oh, God, yeah.
So, the football teams when I was younger in my early teens, early teens, of course, everyone's talking about them and how amazing these are. And I'm going home and I'm looking at them and I'm like, oh, what's going on? They're not doing anything for me. Oh,
Kelly Brook is leaving me cold. What do I do?
Yeah. Because
it's not her fault.
Kelly Brook, God, that's a blast in the past. It's such a challenge not a challenge, it just creates a lot of issues that maybe followed with me through my later years in regards to, oh no, I'm different. Oh no, what's going on? And then when you get to 16, 17, you begin to understand, oh, now I know why I'm different.
Right. Just a question. Did you fancy David Beckham then? This is
me coming on this podcast. I had no idea you'd ask me such a question. Sorry.
Well, because everybody fancies David Beckham, and then I'm thinking, well, a professional footballer's going to fancy David Beckham.
David Beckham's a very attractive man. The fancy right. him. I mean, who cannot comment on David Beckham's looks? He's a very attractive man. He is. Okay. He's an attractive man.
I'm just going to say it. I didn't fancy him. I just never did. I thought he was exceptionally beautiful, but yeah, I never fancied him.
I would say back then, when obviously he was hitting his heights, when he was a footballer, I convinced myself that I was straight. Because this is the thing. My internalised homophobia, the inner saboteur took over. And
yeah.
I convinced myself I was straight, so yes, I tried to cut that period, that point out. Whenever I got a sort of inkling of, you know, attraction to a male, I would just cut it off, you know.
But did David Beckham's sarong wearing metrosexuality in any way, as a footballer, speak to you in any form of self-acceptance in any way?
Joe Lysett called it. He is a gay icon, whether he likes it or not. You know, yeah, he is. Yeah, obviously he's very key, and he's been a big supporter of gay culture and, you know, LGBTQ plus people for as long as I can remember. Yeah, he definitely has helped, and we need more of these high caliber celebrities, if you like. But yeah, I would say David Beckham influenced me a little bit. Yeah,
yeah, because it's interesting, you know. Like I'm aware he's in the massive doghouse at the moment because of Qatar, but I'm not talking about that moment. I'm talking about us being younger and that metrosexuality. I remember the photos coming out of him wearing a sarong on the beach. I can see it in my head, and it was like, you know, it was because he was a footballer that it was news. If it was Boy George, they wouldn't have cared. So then we're at the stage where we are in denial, denying all thoughts about David Beckham. What changes?
So I changed, fast forward to literally a couple of years ago. I was in a long-term relationship with a wonderful woman. And then just quickly, we're actually in touch now. And it's brilliant, you know, we're re-engaged again. But yeah, was in a long-term relationship with this lovely woman, and obviously at your core, you know, it's not right, and you made the decision obviously to end things. I didn't have the guts or the confidence to tell her at the point, but that really cut me up, cut both families up, cut my family up and hers. And that's when I was really at my lowest, I'll be honest, and I said, right, okay, it's now or never. I have to begin this journey and trying to accept myself, otherwise I'll probably go to the grave, you know, living a lie. And that took me, I was 27 when I split up with my ex, and yeah, it took me until April 2021, so 29, to fully get to that point to come out. And in between that, what have I done? Your podcast's been a godsend. So how I heard about your podcast was one of my Judy's knew I was struggling to, you know, accept it, and she sent me a show with the Guilty Feminist.
Oh yeah,
live show with the Guilty Feminist, and she loves the Guilty Feminist. And she said, "Xander, you need to get on this podcast. This is look at the you're going to love it." So I just binge watched all your podcasts, and I did you know, everything. So counselor, seeks therapy, meditation, journaling, queer culture, it's a sin. What's the one in the 90s, Manchester, Canal Street?
Oh, Queer as Folk.
Queer as Folk, of course. Incredible. I had to dive right in, and then obviously I dive right into RuPaul's Drag Race, which is, I'm obsessed.
Was there a night you went out on the gay scene for the first time, or you said to a friend, or, you know?
So I've been out in the gay scene in Glasgow for a long time.
Right.
But as I said at the beginning of the chat, I've never really fully immersed myself in it. I've just dipped my waters in it, if you like. Still in denial, weirdly. And it was literally just because of football. But that April 2021 moment.
So you would go out, sorry to interrupt, but so no, you go. Would go out on the gay scene, but you would say, no, I'm straight.
I was still in denial, and I still had a lot of internalised homophobia. I had a eureka moment. I was sitting here in my living room with a really good friend, and he was just talking about, as men do, gay men do, just talking about life. And he just went, you're 29, you're a gay man, you play football, so what? What's the big deal? Just so simple, like, what's the big deal?
Yeah.
I thought, yeah, you're right. What's the big deal? So then I got on our famous apps, as you know. And then started to fully embrace myself, which is, yeah. And now we're eventually here where now I'm completely open, out, fully accepted, gay man, loving life.
That's the end of part one of this chat with Xander. More coming up in part two.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Powered by Spirit Studios.